This is Frank Frederick with my thanks to VoiceOverExtra.com for allowing me the privilege of speaking with you. In the voiceover business, we create a lot of audio content for others, but seldom do we profit from the actual content ourselves. With the advent of the internet, a new form of broadcasting has been developed which could change your bottom line. It is called podcasting. Create a radio-type show, place the file on the internet for people to download, do a little marketing, and hope people listen to what you have to say. But where's the profit? To begin making money, listen to some ideas to create income streams from your internet broadcast, and you might find another career as a podcast broadcaster. First and foremost, begin podcasting now. Do not wait for an obscure reason. Start today. You don't need to create a podcast every day. Once or twice a month will do just fine. Explore the requirements you will need to create a podcast and how you might host the broadcast on your website. The content of your podcast is one of the most important requirements. Make your podcasts have meaning for your listeners and offer current clients and prospective customers a reason to listen to your voiceover talent and visit your website. The first step to earning some money is get sponsored. The traditional broadcasting business often solicits sponsors for part of their content, something which sounds like this. News You Can Use is brought to you by Monster Energy, Unleash the Beast, and by Honda, the company that defines performance. Sponsors pay a fee for being included in your podcast. Your sponsors will require your podcast to have enough value and listenership to make it worth their while. Here is something which does not necessarily produce a direct income, but works quietly by getting you more voiceover business. Interview clients and prospective customers about their business. Making connections with the people who can utilize your services is a great way to introduce yourself and your voiceover talents. People love to talk about themselves. It's human nature. Allow your clients to talk about themselves and what they do in their business. Let them become the expert in their business industry and show them you are the professional in yours. When these businesses require a commercial or voiceover services for their company, who do you think they'll call? Start a full-service podcasting company where you offer the services others need. Podcast research, script writing, interviews, voiceovers, production, and development of podcasts are just an example of the services you might offer. Charge for premium podcast content. If the content of your broadcast is valuable, charge for it. Create two podcasts, one, a more general overview of the things which are of interest, and one with specific content, which is information not available to everyone for free. The second, the premium content cast, is where you offer sound bites and specific information for your listeners and charge a nominal fee. Have you ever heard of pay-per-view? Think about pay-per-podcast. The simplest way of earning money with podcasts is to charge a small fee for each cast, say 50 cents or a dollar, or offer subscriptions to your podcast for longer-term income. If there's enough valuable information in your podcasts, people will pay for it. Public radio and television stations do it all the time. You could too. Ask for donations. If you have developed a loyal following, ask your listeners to help defray your costs. You will be amazed at the amount of funds you can generate. All you need do is ask. To make it easy for listeners to give you money, PayPal has an application which you may add to your website, which allows people to donate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Charge a nominal fee for podcast advertising. Commercial radio stations charge a fee to place messages on their broadcast frequency. You too can charge a small fee, say $10, for each commercial you place in a podcast. You might also charge a fee to create the commercials for your client, or allow them to supply you with a pre-made advertisement. This concept necessitates having a listener-subscriber base for your podcast, so get out and market your online radio show today. If you are going to consider advertising in your podcasts, think about your listeners. Keep your podcast short. Approximately 10 minutes is a good length of time. The average attention span for an adult is only 12 minutes, so make your point and make it quick. Now that you have the information for creating some podcast income, all donations, tips, subscription fees, and 15% of your income will be cheerfully accepted. Funds may be sent to Frank Frederick and VoiceOverExtra.com at...